Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
7:14 and a half now on this Monday morning, August 10th. 30% chance for showers, highs of 94. And our WWLAMFM.com opinion poll question is asking you, do you wear a face mask whenever you leave your home? And as it stands now, the numbers are about 50-50, and somebody texted in and said, wrong opinion poll question. You should change it to, do you bring a mask with you when you leave your home? I don't wear it, but I bring it with me to put on. I think, hopefully, we don't have to be that specific, and I think everybody is understanding what we're asking here. So I guess the question is, and maybe we can edit it, to do you wear a face mask when you're out in public? And we'll change that and see what the numbers come up. I certainly hope it's more than 50-50. And then you see what's going on in Sturgis right now, or at least over the weekend, with so many people gathered so closely and no masks. You got to wonder. Dr. Fred Lopez joins us now. Good morning, Doc. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy.
I don't know if you saw any of the pictures from Sturgis or not, but when you see something like that, because this is a conglomeration of people from all over the nation that go there. The masks, some people were wearing them. They were in the minority, though, the vast minority. Do you worry about that, then, this becoming a super spreader event throughout the nation?
Well, I don't know about across the nation, although it does depend, obviously, from where all of those individuals come from. But presumably, if they do get COVID-19 and go back and disperse across the United States, they certainly could transmit the infection to others within their communities. I do worry about so many people getting together and being so close to one another without masks, no physical distancing, and recognizing that with each passing day, more and more data supports that 30-40% of people who are infected don't have any symptoms at all. So even though you feel fine, you go to one of these events and you don't think you're putting anybody else at risk, you may very well be infected and consequently infecting others. And just as you mentioned, if they do happen to go back to their own communities, they are potential spreaders. Whether it's a super spreading event is always something that unfortunately we don't learn about until retrospect. But I think those retrospective studies that show those super spreading events tend to demonstrate that people are not following those public health measures of physical distancing and masking that we know are so important to minimize the transmission of this infection. Unfortunately, we won't know the effects of this particular event for a couple of weeks. That's the frustrating part, is that it can take up until 2 weeks for people to develop symptoms who might have been infected during that event.
Somebody's texting in here about protesters and Sturgis, and in terms of messaging about the mask, to me, I don't care if you're protesting, I don't care if you had a bike rally, I don't care if you had a political rally, I don't care if you're at church, if you're packed in the church. I was at a medical building, Dr. Fred, on Friday to have some stuff done because I got to get this knee replaced, and they had a table set up, and I couldn't believe this. They had a table set up in the lobby adjacent to where they were checking temperatures to make sure you could come in and so forth and making sure you had a mask, where they were selling masks. I guess the nurses or whatever had made masks like a bake sale So in this medical building, people were like maybe 15 people gathered around this table shoulder to shoulder to buy masks. And I thought that was maybe some mixed messaging, yes or no?
Well, you know, yeah, I hope that if those people were bunching together, as you described, that they were wearing masks. If not, wherever they get those masks is important, because we know that the science shows that masking is probably, along with physical distancing, the two most important things one can do to decrease transmission. So, you know, I think masks are necessary, how you obtain them, whether it's from a local company or at the entrance of a healthcare service office, I think it's just important that you have them available to you when you go out in public. I quote Dr. Redfield, head of the CDC, if we all wore our masks, this thing would be under control within 4 to 8 weeks.
So you can be shoulder to shoulder if you're wearing a mask, and then we don't need to social distance? See, that's what bugged me so much.
I think you're absolutely right to make that point, and let me emphasize it. It's social distancing and the mask wearing that's important. You need to be doing both. We know that the masks are effective, but they're not 100% effective. They're more to protect others than they are to protect yourself. But they do have dual purposes in that effect. But the social distancing is also important, and we're also recognizing that some transmission does occur beyond 6 feet of distance, which is another reason to have masks in place in order to minimize transmission. So a very, very good point to make that we need to be doing both.
All right, we're going to take a break, pick it up here, and we come back. If you have any questions or comments about coronavirus vaccine, what have you, you can text the Mortgage Financial phone and text line at 504-260-1870. Right now, we take a break for traffic on WWL. 724, Tommy Tucker, WWL, visiting with Dr. Fred Lopez, as we do normally at this time every day. And we're answering your questions. If you can text them to the Mortgage Financial phone and text line, 504-260-1870. Here we go. I'm trying to scroll down and make sure I get the first one in that people texted in and so forth. I'm so sorry, Doctor, about this. I should have had it ready, but I was looking for something else. Would you speak to Dr. Lopez about how come people like myself and a lot of normal people, whatever that is, can be around close to even touching other people without masks for the past 5 months now, and not a single one of us has tested positive? I guess they're saying they didn't get the virus, so they don't think that somehow, I don't know, explain that if you would, Doc, if you can.
Yeah. Hard to know. It's possible that they've not been around anybody who's had COVID-19, although that's unlikely in the present era, but that's a possibility. Another possibility is that perhaps they were one of these people who were asymptomatically infected at some point and got past their illness and developed immunity with antibodies, and they are protected for a period of time. That's what we don't know, is for just how long people who have been infected will have immunity to being reinfected with this virus. Those are two possibilities for how individuals might not have developed infection. And I have to reiterate, because it's been such a challenging part of this pandemic, is the fact that 30 to 40% of people infected with this virus don't have any symptoms at all and can be transmitting the infection to others.
Another text says, so I'm getting over COVID. How long should I wait to get tested again, or do they need to be tested again?
They do not, unless there's certain extenuating circumstances. Perhaps if you're very severely immunocompromised, it might be a setting where you might get tested after having COVID-19. But in general, people who are infected with COVID-19 should isolate. And then if they have one or more days of no fever in the absence of fever-reducing medications, and their other symptoms are resolving, and it's been at least 10 days since the onset of symptoms, that's typically when we discontinue isolation for someone who has documented COVID-19 infection. That's the symptom-based approach to discontinuing isolation. There was a time where there were recommendations for getting two tests at least 24 hours apart that were negative before you could release from isolation. But there are really not enough tests, and we don't know what a positive test means after 10 or more days in many individuals. Is the test just so sensitive that it's picking up just fragments of the virus? Because it's unlikely that that virus is viable and able to infect other people after that period of time.
For people that are texting in, you know, and they got the deniers, Doc, you know that, I would suggest to them that I don't think the NCAA or the five big conferences in college football would be considering postponing the season if this was all hype and if it wasn't very real. And I don't know at this point what to tell somebody. If you don't get it by now, I guess you never will. Do you have anything to say?
Yeah, it's an interesting turn of events that we're hearing about in NCAA sports. Some leagues have decided not to play. Others have said they would play, but now we're hearing that some of the Big Five divisions may very well decide to postpone, if not cancel, fall football. And I agree with you that it has to be based on health and statistics in surrounding communities where people are planning to play football, much less return to school, where numbers would suggest that we're still at very high levels across the United States. We may be plateauing in terms of total number of cases, but we are plateauing at a very high number. And that still suggests that there's plenty of virus in communities, and the ability to transmit it to young people, to older people, to more vulnerable patient populations remains a big challenge. And it's not surprising to see that schools, universities, sports entities are all reconsidering their approach to this pandemic and playing in the midst of it.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time as always, Dr. Fred Lopez. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to our friend Tommy Sedanovic.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.